Leading the news this morning, Sweden is issuing an international arrest warrant for the Australian founder of WikiLeaks. Julian Assange is facing allegations of rape. Prosecutors will seek the warrant after a court ruled he should be held for questioning. Mr. Assange denies the allegations, saying they're part of a smear campaign to discredit his website. Police in Namibia have found a suspected bomb about to be loaded onto a plane bound for Germany. The suspicious object with a detonator and running clock attached to it was found in luggage headed for an Air Berlin flight to Munich. Germany has stepped up security at airports and train stations after a tip-off about an imminent terrorist attack. A Melbourne man faces court today charged with stabbing his two-year-old daughter to death. The toddler's body was found in grassland in the city's north early yesterday morning. Police allege he'd taken his daughter from his ex-partner's house, then phoned the girl's mother several times, threatening to kill the girl. The federal government is announcing another round of water buybacks in the Murray-Darling Basin. The government will spend $300 million to buy water licences in the southern part of the basin and the Lower Boulogne region of Queensland. And Hong Kong has issued a bird flu alert after recording its first case of the virus since 2003. A 59-year-old woman is in hospital in a serious condition. The woman recently returned from China, but officials say it's far too early to say just where she contracted the disease.